Good day. This is Pastor George back once again because I have the privilege of substituting for Pastor Rock over the next 3 weeks while he enjoys some time away. This week, number 76, we finished up the book of Esther, tackled the short book of Malachi, and also invested significant time in the book of Psalms. Now, I have to tell you, I absolutely love the book of Psalms. In fact, if I were stranded on a deserted island alone for life, and I could only have one book of the Bible with me, I'd be hard-pressed to select a book as personally rewarding and edifying as Psalms. Not only is it the largest book in our modern-day English Bibles, so it would give me plenty to read, but it's got a little bit of everything, from creation to the final restoration. And so I want to focus this week's commentary on the Psalms, specifically Psalm 48, as we seek to discover and identify the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Now, Psalm 48 is one of 11 attributed to the sons of Korah, and it primarily emphasizes the greatness and majesty of God's presence as he inhabits the holy mountain of Zion. However, as I read through this psalm, I was eventually drawn to the final verse, 14, that says this: "He is our God forever and ever, and he will guide us until we die." When we're genuinely born again by the Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians 3:16 reminds us that we're given and indwelt by the Spirit of God. And this is a mysterious yet incredible advantage for us believers, because it means we become the recipients of real, tangible, supernatural assistance to help us become more like Jesus through a process called sanctification. But not only that, the Holy Spirit also equips us for kingdom service to live out our God-given purpose while navigating the snares and traps of this godless culture and evil world. In other words, God didn't save us and then leave us to figure stuff out on our own. He infused us with divine help, help that not only knows what's best for us, but also what's best for the kingdom as he strategically guides us along life's narrow way, something far too difficult for us to accomplish on our own and in our own flesh. And verse 14 of Psalm 48 reminds us that the Holy Spirit has been given to us, among other things, as a personal guide or a navigator. When I was coming home from work yesterday, I was only 15 minutes from home when I realized I was approaching a road closure I knew was there but had forgotten about. I knew of no detour to get me home from that point except to turn around and go miles back the other way. Then I saw my phone mounted on my dashboard, and I quickly selected the GPS and pushed the home button. The GPS was already aware of the road closure and quickly advised me to make the next left, a road I had never taken before and had no idea where it led. But amazingly, within minutes, I find myself on the other side of the obstacle and right back on track. Hallelujah. Now, if I hadn't consulted my GPS, I would have wasted time, got frustrated, and done things the hard way. However, by consulting my guide, I was able to overcome an avoidable obstacle and even learned a new route home should I bump into the same closure at a later date, probably later today. Now, as I think about that, the only thing I could have done better was consult my guide sooner, before venturing home, because it would have warned me up front and recommended an alternate route in advance. Look, the analogy is simple. If we want to take full advantage of our built-in guidance capability, we've got to take time to consult the guide within us. And we've got to trust him and then actively follow him wherever he guides, whether it seems to make sense or not. And that requires faith, practice, and obedience. The Holy Spirit is our guide. And Jesus affirmed that same truth in John chapter 16 when he said this: "When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth." What an incredible confirmation of Psalm 48:14. According to Scripture, God has equipped each of us, at great expense to himself, with his Holy Spirit as a personal guide to lead us into truth and to direct our footsteps. So the question is, how do we access the spiritual guide within us? Well, the truth of the matter is, there are no shortcuts. We can't turn the Holy Spirit on and off as needed, like I did my GPS. Because learning to access and hear the voice of God within us takes intentionality and practice. And we develop our spiritual receptivity and relationship with the Holy Spirit by spending time with Him, and not just at designated times, but throughout our day. Now, in addition to developing a listening relationship with Him, Proverbs 3:5-6 also offers a concrete blueprint to follow for tapping into our internal guidance capability. It says this: "Trust the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight." You see, when we acknowledge God, specifically the Holy Spirit in us, and trust Him in surrender, not what He can give us, but seek Him for who He is, He'll supernaturally direct our steps. And you really can't ask for anything better than that. As I look back over my own life, I can see how God directed me over the years, even when I wasn't noticing it at the time. And when we trust in Him rather than ourselves, good things tend to happen over the long haul. We grow in the grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and live out the call God placed upon our lives. Let me end by asking this: do you fully comprehend the magnitude and potential of what God has given you? And are you taking adequate time daily to turn on your spiritual GPS by inviting Him to meet with you and quieting yourself before Him to listen? Because we can't hear the Holy Spirit's whispers if we don't do what's necessary to shut off the competing voices and noises around us. It's a critical part of the Christian life to be guided by the Holy Spirit, as Romans 8:14 reminds us, because those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. Have a great day seeking and following the Lord.